Okay, long time ago there was a king called Darius, and he was a powerful king, and he appointed lots of people to help him in his court, and one of those was Daniel. Who's going to be my Daniel? You going to be my Daniel? No, all right. I'll have a female Daniel. It's that era that we live in. Right, okay. And Daniel was very good. He did everything that the king said. He was a good servant. He was faithful to his king. But this caused a lot of jealousy in the court because there were others who didn't like that. They were grumbling at the back. Can we do some grumbling? Well, yeah, they don't look happy. They're not happy. They were jealous. Now, what I need is for somebody to go back there onto the table. Perhaps my Daniel would like to go. He's now Daniel, okay, and you're the grumpy. Well, could one of the grumpy servants go back there and find me a Jay? Thank you. We're just going to remove the lion for a minute. Let's go down there. Now, here we have a jigsaw. Can you fit that in? It might slip. Push hard. Very hard. There we go. Well done. J for jealousy. Now, in life, we're likely to meet people who become jealous of us for various reasons, who might not be very nice. But this didn't affect Daniel because he was faithful to God. And one of the lessons we can learn from that is that no matter what other people think of us, it's what God thinks of us that is important. We cannot affect other people. We cannot make other people like us. We cannot make other people nice. We have to just be faithful to God, which Daniel was. He kept praying. Would you like to pray, Daniel? Hands together. Oh, lovely praying, lovely praying. And so the men, as we heard in our wonderful video clip up there, were jealous. And what that meant was that they made a plan to get back at Daniel. They wanted to persecute him. Now that means they wanted to do something like bullying. Who comes across bullying at school or maybe in work? There are people who try to make our lives a misery. They made a plan. Now, could somebody else go and get me the pea from back there? And that's P for plan and persecution, both. Right, now how's that going to fit in? Up there? Very good hammering. And they made this plan to say to King Darius, oh, what you should do is command all your people that they can only pray to you and not to anybody else. Now, this was a problem for Daniel, because Daniel was faithful to God, who said he needed to pray 3 times a day. So the pressure was on Daniel to conform to the world, to give way to this king instead of this king. So, Daniel, could you go find me a C? Thank you. Good boy. Right. Oh, I'm going to hold this again. Oh, this one's more difficult to get in because it's a bit very bad. Jolly good. Conforming. What does the Bible tell us about that? Do not conform any longer to this world. When we're in a position where we are put under pressure to do something that we know is not the will of God, what do we do? What did Daniel do? Can anybody tell me, when he was told not to pray, what Daniel did?
He continued praying.
He did. He continued praying. Do you know that our faith is as strong as our prayer life? Our faith is as strong as our prayer life. If we pray and we keep praying, our faith will increase. If we fail to pray, it's easy for us to not conform. So he prays, and in a way, what is he doing? It's a word beginning with W. Can anybody think what that word might be? We did it when we were singing. Well done, we did. We worshipped, didn't we? Could you go and find me the W, please? Oh, well, let Teddy do it.
You push it in. Do you want to push it in?
Yeah, okay. Without breaking. Fantastic jigsaw building. That's not a very exciting jigsaw, is it? Shall we turn it over? Somebody hold my mic for me, because I have to do this carefully.
We are grumpy.
He kept on worshipping. But that meant that he was thrown into the lion's den. Now, the important thing about this is, in our lives as Christians, being faithful may put us in sticky situations. Being faithful doesn't mean the horrible things of life won't come to us. But what does Daniel keep doing? Praying. He keeps praying. And what happens to the mouths of the lions? Anybody know?
They shut and they just fell asleep.
It did. They shut.
So, as you've answered that question. Correct.
God sent an angel. So who would like to shut the lion's mouth? As you gave me the right answer. If you'd like to shut the lion's mouth, you have to stick that over his mouth. Brilliant. The lion's mouth is shut. And he's released. Darius comes and says, has the lion's eaten you? Are you okay, Daniel? And he says, hi, I'm fine. You see, God protects those who are faithful to him. My God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of lions. If Daniel can trust God in the lion's den, you can trust God in your stresses and worries. Hebrews tells us, through their faith they defeated kingdoms. They did what was right and received what God promised. They shut the mouths of lions. Let us be faithful to God through prayer. Now, I'll tell you what happened when Darius took Daniel out of the lion's den. Do you know what happened? He gave him a position of honour and lots of nice things. And I feel that my young helpers here should have nice things. Do you think so? So in summing up, we need to make sure that we're strong in prayer so that we can be faithful like Daniel when we're faced with things where the world wants us to conform and God wants us to walk his path instead. In response to this, you will have noticed at the beginning of the service we didn't have a confession. So you have all been given a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. And during this first song, I'm going to ask the music group to come back up again. You can write on that piece of paper maybe something where you feel you've walked the path of the world and not the path of God, or something you want to say sorry for, or maybe something you just want to pray for. And when you've done that, there are bowls. There's a bowl at the back with a lion in. There's a bowl here next to this lion, which I'll move a little bit further forward. And up the top, you have a bowl with a lion. Please put your responses on that as we sing. And also, there will be prayer at the back should there be anything that's come up in this talk that makes you want to have some prayer, or whether there's something in your life at the moment that you need prayer for. The Spirit is here and wants to interact with you. So we're going to hear our next song now, and you can do your responses as we sing. And thank you to my young helpers.